Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following speech.
I was asked to speak to you future entrepreneurs about choosing a location for your business. I guess I would start out by suggesting that you find out if local zoning laws permit your kind of business at the site that you desire. It's also important to determine if there's adequate, affordable transportation. Can your employees get to work? Remember to consider the surrounding community. If you're a high-end retailer, for example, are there sufficient high-income households nearby to support your business? And lastly, look at the other businesses in the area. Decide whether or not having direct competitors will be helpful.
71. What do all the people listening to the speech have in common?
Look at the graphic. Which is likely to be the 4th point considered?
73. Why are high-income houses in the neighborhood important? 74 through 76 refer to the following forecast.
Good evening, Twin Cities. This is Paul Douglas with the National Weather Update. The forecast is shaping up, and the Southerners can expect a mild and calm week ahead. That is great news to many in Oklahoma, where thousands are still without power because of a crippling ice storm that passed through over a week ago. It seems that if you want to find snow this winter, you actually have to head south instead of north. The storm brushed the Twin Cities. Most of the metro ended up with about a half inch to an inch of new snow. We can expect plenty of sunshine this afternoon. Your drive home from work could be slowed by a little light snow. This fast-moving clipper will be out of here by Wednesday morning, and the rest of the work week is looking dry.
74. What happened in Oklahoma? 75. Where should you go if you want to see snow? 76.
Look at the graphic. What can be concluded about the weather in Twin Cities?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following speech.
I appreciate your president having made me an honorary visiting professor, and I assure you that my first lecture will be very brief. I am delighted to be here, and I'm particularly delighted to be here on this occasion. The space effort has already created a great number of new companies and tens of thousands of new jobs. Space and related industries are generating new demands in investment and skilled personnel. And this city and this state and this region will share greatly in this growth. What was once the furthest outpost on the old frontier of the West will be the furthest outpost on the new frontier of science and space. Houston, your city of Houston, with its manned spacecraft center, will become the heart of a large scientific and engineering community.
77. What does the speaker guarantee to the listeners? 78. What has their work already accomplished? 79. What will happen to Houston? 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
This is such an exciting meal that can be made in no time, and the best part about it is that it's just as delicious as it is healthy. Okay, first of all, in a big bowl, combine cherry tomatoes, green olives, black olives, and spring onions. Then, in a dry skillet, toast pine nuts over medium heat until golden brown, turning frequently. Then, stir them into the tomato mixture. Next, in a small bowl, mix together olive oil, red wine, vinegar, sugar, and oregano. Season to taste with salt and pepper. And lastly, pour the sauce over the vegetables and gently stir so it coats.
80. What is not true of the meal being prepared? What needs to be put over heat? 82. What is being prepared? 83 through 85 refer to the following speech.
These points are simple but extremely important. Remember to speak with conviction, as if you really believe in what you are saying. Persuade your audience effectively. The material you present orally should have the same ingredients as that required for a written research paper. For example, have an introduction, body, and conclusion. Do not read from notes for any extended length of time, although it is quite acceptable to glance at your notes infrequently. Speak loudly and clearly. Sound confident. Do not mumble. If you make an error, correct it and continue. No need to make excuses or apologize profusely.
83. What is the point of the speech? 84. What should speakers do with their notes? 85. What should speakers do if they make a mistake? 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you someone who wants to get a quality education without having to commit your entire life to obtaining it? Perhaps you need to work. Perhaps you have a family. Perhaps you learn better in a freer environment. Perhaps you need to study at your own pace. If these things are true, then American Community College is for you. We specifically only offer weekday evening classes, weekend classes, or even classes via the internet from the comfort of your home. Call or email to enroll and start your journey to a successful life.
86.
Why does the speaker say, "Perhaps you need to work"?
87.
What type of class could you not take through the school?
88. What part of the school does the advertisement focus on? 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Thank you for your patience. The mechanical problem has now been taken care of. We will now start pre-boarding for flight 717 to Tampa, Florida. If you need extra assistance boarding the plane or have a child or infant, you may now begin the boarding process. Momentarily, we will begin boarding those passengers seated in the first class section, and then we will board alphabetically by zones. Please locate your zone on your ticket. We have a full flight today, so please be sure to only board when your zone is called. Lastly, would passengers Engel and Drews please approach the ticket counter? Thank you.
89.
Why does the speaker say, "Thank you for your patience"?
90. What is not true of the plane? 91. Why must passengers only board when called to do so? 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Excuse me, sir. I've noticed that you are just leaving the State Fair. I'm Shelley O'Brien with Channel 8, and was hoping you would have a few minutes to tell our viewers at home about your time at the fair. We, along with the entire tri-state, are very interested in learning what people's highlights were. For example, what rides and musical entertainment did you enjoy most? And we are, of course, most interested in knowing what the tastiest thing you ate was. So could you please share some of your thoughts with us before you head for your car?
92. Where is this encounter taking place? 93. What does Shelley work for? 94. What highlight is Shelley especially interested in? 95 through 97 refer to the following speech.
Good morning, everyone, and I hope you all enjoyed your breakfast. I know I did. As always, I just have a few general announcements before the sessions begin at 9. As you all know, today is our last day, which of course means that we need to end with a little bit of fun. The meetings will end an hour earlier than usual, so we will be done at 5:30 today. Then dinner will be served at the dining hall in the Radcliffe building, not here in Stowe Hall where we usually eat. Our final party will be in the Olmsted room, right next to the dining hall, and will commence immediately following the meal. Finally, the shuttle buses will be in the parking lot awaiting us at 8 sharp tomorrow morning to take us to the airport.
95. Where is this announcement taking place? 96. When do the meetings normally conclude? 97.
Look at the graphic. Which of the following would best describe the event?
98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
Good evening, and welcome to tonight's performance of Romeo and Juliet. We do ask that you not take any flash photography during the performance, and that no recording devices of any kind are used. And please turn off all cellular telephones, beepers, or any other devices that may interrupt the performance. At the end of Act 1, there will be a 20-minute intermission where you are free to leave your seats. There will be refreshments served in the lobby, and the bathrooms are located to the right of the entrance and down the hall. Unless there is an emergency, please wait until intermission before leaving the auditorium. After the performance, the actors will be in the lobby for autographs and pictures. Thank you, and again, enjoy the performance.
98. What is not something the audience should refrain from? 99. What does the speaker give directions for? 100. What will the actors be doing after the performance? 100. That is the end of the test.